smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sage. Written by Paul Reimer. Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find all our friends assembled. Vic lounges in his easy chair beneath the floor lamp reading the newspaper. Sade occupies the hither corner of the davenport with a sewing basket. And young Russell, at the library table, gloomily contemplates a sheet of tablet paper. And at length...
You see, I'm happy and distraught, my Bobolink.
Bobolink is right.
I'm sorry I opened the conversation. It doesn't promise much.
I'm trying to write a half-word composition about Bobolink.
Really?
Birds, anyway.
Well, quite a coincidence. If you don't mind my being anti-disestablishmentarianistic.
No, go right ahead. Be anti-disestablishmentarianistic.
Sadie, hold your hat. I'm about to be
anti-disestablishmentarianistic. Nobody thought I could say that.
We say it all the time.
You do, but I don't. Little Charlie Husher can say it. Anti-disestablishmentarianistic, he said the other day. His papa just loves to hear him say it.
Ain't birds a rotten topic for a composition, though, for boys?
Squillions are lovely things you can say.
I can't think of none.
Let's hear what you got so far.
Birds fly overhead.
That all?
Yeah.
Quite a brief essay.
Well, I know I'm not going to hand in a lot of peach butter junk like the little bird shook from his throat floods of delirious music.
You never made that up.
No, it's out of a poem in our English book. Bertha Faber was quoting it this afternoon.
I bet Bertha knows all about birds.
Oh, sure. She'll snake out a composition a mile long.
I like birds.
Yeah, you sure do.
What?
You like birds, but you don't like me. Why, every night I cry myself to sleep thinking about the dear...
Oh, yes. No, stay with it. Birds is nice. There's lots of dandy things to say about birds.
Some composition I got here. Birds fly overhead.
Well, go ahead from there.
One sentence.
Go ahead. You don't think of interesting trash.
Trash is right.
Miss Razor Scum and me had a talk about birds today. Funny about people.
It sure is.
I wouldn't have thought Miss Razor Scum knew about anything in particular.
Well, it's your collector's cousin Lombard.
Oh, that sounds like a slam. I wouldn't have thought Miss Razor Scum knew about anything in particular. It's not, though. I just meant, well, people have hobbies and trash. Like Homer Heck there on Kinsey Street. He knows all about Oklahoma. A person just looking at Homer Heck would think he never bothered about anything outside of having his hair slicked back. Same with Miss Razor Scum.
Is her hair slicked back?
No, but about birds. She just astonished me. Knows birds backwards and forwards. Rattled off their names like gravy. Robin, bobolink, sparrow, eagle, wren, crow, squirrel.
Squirrel's not a bird.
Well, no, but you appreciate what I mean. Pigeon, woodpecker, parrot, thrush,
you
swallow.
Look animated, two-car garage. I bet you got thought of something.
I thought of a way to fill out space anyhow.
Good.
My thing can read like this. Birds fly overhead. There are many different kinds of birds. Robins, bobolink, sparrows, eagles, wrens, crows, pigeons, woodpeckers, parrots, thrushes, swallows. What's some more?
I grasp your thought.
I know it's not much of a scheme, but at least it'll use up the lame brain composition paper. Everybody's required to turn in two pages filled on both sides.
Will your subterfuge get by with Miss Sutton?
Probably not, but I have to hand in something.
Tell about the birds in Miller Park, why don't you?
I don't know anything about the birds in Miller Park.
They got millions.
What are they?
Why, the peacock. The peacock and the... Well, let's see. Peacock? The peacock and the...
Yeah, and the peacock.
Well, they got other birds in Miller Park. Well, make your entire composition about peacocks.
What'll I say about them?
What does a person say about peacocks?
search me.
Peacocks is beautiful birds. They are all different colors. You can see them in Miller Park. Then, like that.
Yeah.
Oodles are lovely trash to tell about peacocks.
Uh-huh.
Phoebe Bohr dropped in the office the other day. Got to tell me about a young lady he used to keep company with who had a brain like a bird. Dorothy, he quoted himself as saying, you've made me this platter of fudge, but you forgot to put in the pepper.
They don't put pepper in fudge.
I knew I'd tap you. They do so put pepper in fudge. If you'll go down to the public library and consult the encyclopedia, you'll find that the best authorities recommend a pinch of pepper.
Look, Tom, in your... Miss Stembottom's birdhouse.
Miss Stembottom's birdhouse?
Sure. Mr. and Miss Frederick Stembottom got a birdhouse in their backyard. It is painted green. It is shaped like a bungalow. Mr. and Miss Frederick Stembottom sometimes put a breadcrumb on the porch of the birdhouse to attract the sparrows. Mr. Stembottom is a man that works in the foundry.
Sure does. He loves it.
Well, no, but there's oceans of trash. A person can tell.
I expect I could flash down a lot of unnecessary information. My father's and mother's friends, Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Stembottom, have a birdhouse in their backyard. My father's and mother's friends, Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Stembottom, enjoy birds. In my father's and mother's friends, Mr. and Mrs. Frederick...
Mr. Funny, funny man, son.
Oh, well, heck.
Your compositions are counted in when the teacher figures out your monthly grade, aren't they?
Sure.
Pitch in, then.
Okay.
All this talk about birds makes me think of the article in the paper about Pom Pom Cordova tonight.
Was there an article in the paper about Pom Pom Cordova tonight?
Isn't there always an article about Pom Pom Cordova in the paper tonight?
What did the article about Pom Pom Cordova in the paper tonight say?
Oh, Miss Pom Pom Cordova, Belmont Beach, Bahama Islands, who was the house guest of Miss Lolita Di Rienzi of the Monte Carlo apartment, caught your reporter's eye in the purple room of the Butler House Hotel last evening when she appeared wearing a hat which so much resembles Nightingale?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Yeah. Nightingale. Nightingale.
Phoebe Bohr claims he got elected the sweet singing nightingale of the dismal secret
quarter. No, but I bet that hat was enough to send your undershirt to Detroit, Michigan Parcel Post. The article went on to say that Pom Pom...
Telephone's ringing.
Fred and Ruthie, they feel like 500.
No. Fred's putting in overtime at the foundry tonight.
It's Raymond Searles.
Sure it is. Raymond Searles. Praise heaven.
I'll bet you a nickel it's Raymond Searles.
Are you proposing that I gamble? Are you insinuating that I would participate in a wager? Russell, my boy, I'm afraid you don't know me.
The telephone.
Nobody likes me.
I'll say.
Hello? Oh, hello, Arthur. Arthur Grump.
Why don't you call him Art?
Huh?
Why don't you call him Art?
Art?
Everybody I know named Arthur is nicknamed Art.
Well, Sir Gov, that's a funny thing.
It sure is.
There's maybe 15 Arthurs up at school, and they're all called Art except Arthur Grump. I won't try to explain this...
phenomenon.
Yes, I won't try to explain this phenomenon,
oh,
but...
talk to him.
Beg pardon, Mom?
Talk to what's his name?
Arthur.
Talk to Arthur.
Talk to sweet Arthur, the grandest man in town.
Hello, Arthur?
Must be Arthur somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, working away at this half-lit composition about birds. Yeah.
I wish I was a bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so happy.
Well, I'd like to. Yeah, just a second. Arthur wants me to go to the Bijou with him.
Can I?
Right now. Gloria Golden and Four Sisters Frank Fettelman's on.
How about that composition?
Oh, I'll do it tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning when?
Well, I'll find time.
Listen, Mr. Walsh, we want to see better marks on that report card.
Well, I'll make the grade.
Well, up to you.
Gov?
Whatever Mama says.
That's fine. Arthur? Well. Well, look, suppose I meet you in the lobby. Dandy. Well, I can leave right now. You bet. Okay. Okay, excellent. Fine, fine. You bet, fella. So long. Arthur claims this is a peach of a movie.
Well,
the name of it is One More Kiss, Esther, and then I'll put on my first baseman's mitt and go to my position at first base for the third inning. Well, so long.
Be home as soon as it's over.
All right. Hand me the newspaper, will you?
Sure. You bet.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.